name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved brethren, today we heard in the Gospel a could be very disturbing story, because the Lord came down from the boat and immediately came up to him a possessed person. And a possessed person that people could not even tie him up, neither with ropes nor with chains. He was breaking all, and he was running away and putting fear into the whole village, and he was living in the grave sites. And but this person walked up to the Lord and says, "Why do you come here before time to torture me?" And finally then he said, begged him not to send me to hell, and allow me to go unto the pigs that were in a pasture not far away. And you know those pigs, there were about 2,000 of them. It's a great number. It's a great wealth for the people that were keeping the pigs. But of course, for the Jewish people at that time, they should not have kept pigs. It was considered unclean meat, and they were not supposed to eat it. Only the pagans ate that kind of a meat. And so, my beloved, the Lord asked him first, of course, when they approached him, they said that he was the Son of God. They revealed it before everybody, because of course they knew. And but then the Lord said, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Legion," because there was a whole legion of the demons in that person. The multitude of demons was in there. And the Lord had fulfilled their request, and he allowed them to go into those pigs. What did they do with the pigs? They immediately, once they went into, they made them to run off the cliff and to drown them in the lake. And this is what they always want to do. If they get the permission to take over somebody, they want to destroy him, because they hate God. They hate God so much that they want to destroy everything that God had made, whether it's the human being or anything else that God made. Of course, the most beloved thing for him is to destroy a human being. How does it destroy? How can he do it? The biggest victory that the enemy has for us, if he gets us into what they call today depression. And after depression, when they got finally to the point where they have no place to go, and the only place they go is to commit a suicide, and that's the biggest victory for the demons. Why do we fall for that? Why can't we understand what the second gospel said to us today? The Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye heavenly laden and burdened, and I shall give you rest." Why don't we not run to the Lord? Why do we run to some kind of all kinds of help, but not the Lord? And yet the Lord is our Savior. We call him our Savior. And we don't go to him. We go to first all kinds of chemicals and all kinds of, and then some people go to drinking, and some people go to smoking and whatever, any kind of thing to ease their anxiety, ease their pain. But yet the Lord said, if you are burdened like that, come to me and I will give you rest. But then he said, "Be like me, I'm meek and humble in my heart, and you shall find rest." So this is what we must acquire, the meekness and humility of the heart. Can we do that? Do we have that humility and meekness? Well, if we have humility and meekness, then we will be at peace. Then we will not have any anxiety attacks. Then we will be able to not judge. We just cannot judge anybody. Then we will not be irritated, because irritation comes from judgment. And how does judgment come? Well, the mother of all those problems is the having what they call chiswabi. I don't know how to say it in English. Vanity. 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 From vanity comes the pride, and the pride makes you then to dare to judge your neighbor. Even if you see him directly sinning, you cannot judge him, because the judging is reserved to the Lord himself. because you don't know if that person now has sinned, but a minute from now, when you turn around, he will be with total repentance, and God will accept his repentance. But you wouldn't know that, and you judge them. How dare we judge him? How dare we take upon us something that belongs only to the Lord? One of the, in the writings of the Holy Fathers, one monk had judged somebody, and when he judged somebody, then he went up to the cross and he saw the Lord, and the Lord said to him, how could you have done that? They taken something that I was supposed to do, and you judged the person. Well, now you have to tell me, where do you send the guy, to the hell or to heaven? What are you going to do with him? Because you took the power to judge. And of course that monk was quite flabbergasted. He knew that, then he understood he had did the wrong thing. He had no right to judge. No one has a right to judge. If you don't want to be judged, you want to be finding peace, you want to have to be able to find the kingdom of heaven here on this earth, stop judging. Stop judging your neighbor. What is your close ones? What is your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband? It doesn't matter. What is your neighbor? What is your governor? Don't judge anybody. Leave the judgment up to the Lord. If you see somebody going against the law of God and doing something wrong, then pray your heart out for that person or for that country, that God will bring them to the right path so that they will not be able to continue to be in this way and be in a terrible situation of losing their eternal life. You have to feel sorry for them. Yes, feel sorry for everybody, not for yourself though. Make it a rule. Never feel sorry for yourself. You say you don't have that pride, you don't have the vanity. Well, check yourself if you have it or not. Can somebody tell you off and tell you something that accuse you of something that you haven't done? Or they'll just holler at you and treat you like dirt? How do you feel? Does it feel okay? Or do you feel that, well, it's not fair, that treatment is not fair, I didn't deserve that? But once you say that, you can be sure you have the vanity and you have the pride. So fight against that. Because through that, the evil one has power over us. Through the vanity and through the pride, the evil one has power for us. Because then he gets us to judge. And once we judge, then we do not stand a possibility of not to be judged by the Lord. And we're losing it. So my beloved, learn the humility. The road of humility is what the Lord said, come unto me, O ye heavenly burden, and I will give you rest. But make your heart meek and humble, and then you will be able to find the kingdom of heaven, because the enemy will not be able to get close to you, because he can't stand humility, because he is the opposite, he is the pride, and he wants every one of us to be that way, the way he is, because he knows that he is not going to make it to heaven, because he doesn't want God, he doesn't love God. Well, let's not fall into his clutches. Let's cry out to the Lord with all our might and ask him to be merciful and to allow us not to judge and allow us to start changing in our life and to start depending on him for our salvation, not on anything else. And start to learn to sacrifice our things for him, whether it's food during the fasting times, whether it's prayers, whether it's sleeping when we should be praying, whether it's we deprive ourselves of sleep just to be able to attend the services, and whatever it takes, let's not separate ourselves from the Lord. Let's make sure that to us the Lord is the most important thing in the world, and the Holy Communion can be nothing greater than that, and no greater strength against the evil one, and no greater renewal for us and revival for us is the Lord's body and blood that he is willing to give to us, so that we'll be able to be totally renewed and to shed off all the old man. And let's work on that, because that's the only way we can make it, and to be without irritation, to be at peace, and to have that eternal love, the eternal peace that the Lord is offering to us. Let's not follow the evil one. Let's have the, as the King David says, that with the utmost hatred he hated the enemy of God. And who's that? That's the enemy. That's the demons. That's the demons, not the human beings. We can never hate anybody, but we have to hate the demons, and we have to hate our sins, and the sins we have to hate. Because if we don't hate the sins, we will not be able to be free from it. So whatever is plaguing you, whatever sin got become a habit for you, because you felt in love with it, or you love it, that you don't want to let go, you think it's your savior, well, start to hate it. Start to hate that sin. And if you start to hate it, eventually, then you will be able to be free from it and cling to the Lord, who is the only real savior. And the only savior that will never betray you. Once you belong to the Lord, you accept him as your savior, he will always save you. And you will never have to be feeling that terrible anxieties and all those terrible things that you go through in the life while not having him on your side. If the Lord is with you, who can be against you? The Lord promised that he will be with us, and he keeps his promise. But he will not force himself on us if we don't want him to be close to us. So, but to do him, to have him close to us, we have to, my beloved, we have to learn to sacrifice some things for him. Because it's not true love if we can't sacrifice nothing for him. So let's start working on it. Let's start sacrificing things for the Lord because we love him. And let's do that for each other, carry the burdens of each other, thus fulfilling the word, the law of God. So it says, Saint Apostle, this is the love for the neighbors. And we cannot have love for God without having love for each other. Amen.